The Dave McGillivray Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGillivrayFoundation.org for more information.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop, flop, flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Shovel pass for a trailer. Jaylen Brown going to take T.J. McConnell. Backs him into the paint. Turns at the dotted line. Jumper bounces in.
You know, and this is another thing I like. Although Kyrie Irving has been hard to score today, he sees an advantage on the other side. Gives the basketball up. One thing that's going to have to happen with this team is somebody's going to have to not be the alpha male every single night. You're going to have to be a sub male. You know, I see that on the Serengeti all the time.
Sub male? Is that a
sub male? You know, it's like you go under the big boys.
It'll be a long year. 10:57 to go on opening.
Good job, Sean Grandy. It's going to be a long year dealing with you again.
Imagine Max in one of those Serengeti buggies, you know, those safari wagons they take you out in. His knees have to be, like, right up in his chin, like sitting at Fenway Park. He doesn't fit in any of those things. What the hell's he been to the Serengeti?
That's right.
Submissive. Is he talking about the baby? You know what I was just watching, too?
He's talking about a submissive beta male. There's the alpha male, and then there's the beta male, which is the submissive one. Or as Max called it, a sub-male.
You know, I see that on the Serengeti all the time.
I've been watching
this
on Facebook.
How many times has Max been to the...
Yeah.
To see this
I mean,
all
you throw
the time.
Serengeti out there now. Like, if I'm Grandy, I call him on it. Like, well, when were you in Serengeti?
Sub-male? Is that a...
Sub-male.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you go under the big boys.
Yep.
It'll be a long year.
I watch these videos of, like, you see the ones of the Tigers playing with the dogs, but they were, like, they grew up together. Like,
yeah.
The puppy and the Tiger's, like, 700 pounds. They're just sitting there licking each other, and the Tiger could just kill this puppy.
Yeah, I see it on the Savannah
puppy,
all the time.
The puppy is dominant in that. So the Tiger becomes the sub-male, is what he's saying.
All right, Ralph was bringing up the point. Was it Ralph and Cranston?
Yes.
Bring up the point about Kyrie when he's not scoring.
Yeah.
You got to get him off the floor. I think he's sort of right in this, that his skill is the scoring. His skill is not as a facilitator. It's as a scorer. And he says, you know, he's thinking about a very traditional way of thinking with a point guard being a facilitator, which is not necessarily the case anymore in the NBA. But if he's not scoring, is it wise to get him off the floor? Yes, in many cases it is. But I don't think it happens often enough that it's a problem that you let him walk. Say, oh, we don't need you. We don't want you. Goodbye. That, to me, doesn't make any sense.
No. No, not at all.
Now you're overstating it. Most of the time, Kyrie will have the ability to score. Most games don't look like the way it looked last night for Kyrie Irving.
There should be games where he's in second or third gear, but, man, when it's go time and you play one of these good teams, it's prime time third quarter like Paul Pierce used to be able to do, turn it on. And he didn't do that last night. It's
but when,
he,
when you don't have it,
game.
I got no issue with sitting him down.
Yeah.
We clearly don't have
Rozier it. Rozier comes in and plays well. Like, your bench played well last night. Yeah, you know, that's what Stevens talked about even with us tonight. Like, their depth is going to be critical this year. Because he's going to have to pick and choose when he sits somebody down and brings them in. And to what Barkley's saying, somebody's got to start on the bench, but you're going to get more opportunities when you come off. He's a little bit right in that. I think it's an overreaction to one game, but... You're right. It's a finesse five when you roll that five out there.
That was what Barkley said.
There's
last
no
night.
Dirty in that. There's no Marcus
Too much
Smart.
Talent.
There's no Baines. There's none of that. Which one of that crew's diving on the floor after a loose ball? None of them. Maybe Tatum. Maybe.
If you missed that Barkley comment, we'll play it coming up for you. But I do want to get back to your calls. DJ in the car. DJ.
Hey, what do you guys think about starting Pierce at third when Moreland's healthy? Thanks.
Not against that at all, especially against lefties. Not against that whatsoever.
I'm open to anybody. Holt, him. Yeah. Start anybody there other than what you have.
That's the way I look.
Those two have given you nothing.
Yeah.
Nice hit by Devers, hit through the shift, but man, that was it. Almost blew the game for him.
Yep. Darren's in Belmont on the Celtics. Hi, Darren.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
First thing is, I think you should let Ralph go as a caller for him making a comment about letting Kyrie go after one game. And I remember watching Kyrie when he was at Duke, and he was a facilitator. Unfortunately, he went to Cleveland where LeBron had to have the ball. He had to keep the ball. And I think Kyrie just got taken out of that position. And I don't mind him on the court facilitating the ball with the team they have. They don't need one point guard to do what they're doing. But I just think it's an overreaction by the caller. I think Kyrie is what he is. He's a top 10 player, and to even think about that is crazy.
Yeah, and you know what else I would say? You know, for a team that's got too much talent, according to Charles Barkley, isn't the importance of a person or a guard that can facilitate, isn't that wholly overrated? Who gives a crap? You can all score. If you got five guys on the floor who can score, what's the big deal? What's the need for all this facilitation? Put the ball in the hands of guys who could score. Oh, wait, that appears to be our entire lineup. Well, who gives a crap? Why do I worry about this? Right?
Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yes.
It's not like you got three great guys in your lineup and you want Rondo to set up Pierce, Garnett, and Ray Allen. Yeah. You don't need that.
No. No, this is Kyrie's team. And eventually it'll be Jason Tatum's team. Probably both of them. Those two should be your big ones.
Danny's in Billerica. Hi, Danny.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Yagi.
Hello.
Hey.
Danny. Well, that went well. Blair's in Maine. Blair?
10.
30 seconds.
9.
What's going on, guys?
Blair,
how are you
today? My man.
What a good win, huh? What about that JBJ Grand Slam in the eighth? Couldn't get any better than that. What about a win tonight?
It could have gotten better if Martinez hit it.
Why are you talking like that?
Why don't we go 4-1 in the series, huh? What do you think about that?
What do you think about that?
I think it's going to be really good when we sweep Houston and Houston. Or we come back Saturday and win it.
Well, it's either one or the other.
We're so good right now that we keep this road going. We keep this train going, baby.
All right, there's Blair in Maine. That's his take.
Old day drinking.
It's so bad for Maine. It is just so bad for the state of Maine. And people get on me for ragging on Maine. Like, yeah, you're always making fun of Maine. That's why.
We were watching the game last night.
Yeah.
Someone says to me, they says, why aren't they celebrating more? I'm like, well, number one, they're in Houston. Number two, you figure if you're the Red Sox, you figure you've got one win at home just waiting for you, right?
Yeah.
Which pretty much puts you one win away from going to the World Series. I said, they're thinking about it. You're up 2-1. You just took, you know, every game in the series is the most important one.
Wow. Red Sox are two wins from the World Series.
And you figure they got one at home, right? They can easily get one at home.
All you can do is split next two.
See if they're a little tight tonight.
They start feeling it?
They start feeling a little bit.
Porcello's not been good against
you.
Houston.
Go up 3-1 in the series and it's done. And we got a home field and if things go bad, we're still going back to Boston. They're going to love their chances. They're pretty much going to be punching their tickets with one more win, but they got to get one more.
One more. One more.
You were on that bus.
See if they start squeezing those bats a little bit tonight.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll watch for it. 617-779-0985. If you missed Charles Barkley last night after the game, you will hear his criticism of the Celtics coming up next. Kyrie Irving last night after the game. 617-779-0985. Charles Barkley after the game last night was mighty critical of the Celtics team that opened up their season with a win. Here he is.
Ernie, I noticed something about this Celtics team right away tonight. What is that? They got to play Aaron Baines more.
Wow. That's what you noticed tonight?
Yeah.
That was your takeaway?
That was my takeaway.
You didn't know all this other stuff you didn't know?
Because there's not enough balls to go around when they put that offensive
unit out. So who would you take out?
Jalen Brown.
Oh, you tripping.
Oh, no.
Got it. Okay.
How good was Ben Simmons tonight?
They won easy. Ben Simmons was really good.
Aaron Baines played terrific.
And he played his minutes, and that's good.
And he does all the dirty work. You need dirty work players.
And Jalen Brown does all the clean work. So like, he does all that scoring and shooting that they need.
Listen, I'm just telling you, Boston's got a lot of talent, but, you know, Kyrie and Gordon didn't play well tonight. They were 7-for-27. Excuse me.
2-for-14 for Kyrie Irving.
So you're saying you're not liking the Celtics right now?
No. I like the Celtics. I'm saying, Kenny, sometimes you can have too much talent. And you can have a guy, a great player coming off the bench. He's going to get more touches coming off the bench.
So how's Golden State going?
2-for-14, Nate.
They're not the same as Golden State because you got Draymond and other guys who do dirty work. I'm just telling you, I think this team, they're going to have some issues, man. Okay. You can have too much talent.
That is Charles Barkley last night on TNT. Is he right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I think he's saying that Celtics aren't tough enough. It sounds to me like he's calling them a finesse team when he says they're too talented.
There's no physicality, with the top five.
I think he's saying they're tough enough when Aaron Baynes is out there getting his minutes.
Yeah. But
so they are tough enough.
He doesn't like the star lineup. He doesn't like the starting lineup.
I mean, it's
look at us bitching. Look at people bitching about this, right? They win by 18.
He doesn't like that. He doesn't think the starting five that they put out last night, that starting five is
tough. You
know
what it is? It's got to be tough for green teamers. No grit and balls with that starting five.
Yeah. Yeah, no grit and balls. A lot of finesse, a lot of scoring, a lot of ability.
You're an elite team.
A lot of talent.
You're an elite team.
No grit, though.
You're Golden State without
it. Where's the grit?
Nice problem to have. Too much talent.
Oh, yeah. It's a great problem to have. But you've got to manage the problem. Brad Stevens is going to have to manage his problem.
It's about grit and balls.
You manage it.
Being tough.
You coach that up. If Draymond Green isn't on Golden State, are they tough
enough?
And
this is why I think when they asked him, they said, what about Golden State? He goes, yeah, but they have Draymond.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
He's right.
Yeah, but they've got toughness in the form of Draymond Green.
He'll go three quarters
as a starter.
Yes.
As a guy who's in there at the beginning, at the end of the half to start the third and at the end of the game.
Yep. So I'll tell you what.
That guy is pretty much penciled in to be in there as long as he doesn't foul out.
Yeah, for much of the regular season, though, is this going to be a problem? Will this be a problem for much of the regular season?
No.
Probably not.
No, because they're going to find their groove. They're going to find their mix, and Steven's going to learn how to mix and match guys. And attrition happens, too. Some guys are going to get nicked up. Some guys are going to need a break. You have to manage Kyrie's
team. Okay, but assume health. Assume that they're healthy all year long, and they start with the same lineup every night without Baynes.
No, because you got nice depth. You could bring in Baynes. You could bring in Rozier. You know, you got those guys. You got Marcus Smart coming in. There's
of course.
There's your balls. But there's somebody to change a momentum shift in a game. There's your physicality. There's your physical crew right there. And then you bring in the surgeons, the elite surgeons, to end the game with the offense. Yeah. Bring those other guys in to clean up all the blood.
Too talented. Too talented. Now you've already done that. That was only this morning.
Don't be making no videos of us.
Can I give you
Don't be doing that.
Can I give you a clean recording of it for you to do that with? Because there's someone talking.
Go.
Too talented. Too talented. There you go.
Too talented.
Too talented. There you go.
I like the first.
Now you have a nice clean recording. Do whatever it is that you do with that.
At least they invited us to the facility. You know, they never invite the afternoon crew.
We got an invite.
Yeah.
Get an invite over there.
It's nice.
Looking forward to it.
We appreciate it.
We haven't been disinvited?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, we've been fully invited by multiple members of the organization.
I'll get my hair cut there. They have a hair with a barber.
I know. They have a little barber in there.
Oh, nice, tight fade.
Danny's in Billerica. Hey, Danny.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Hey.
I just wanted to know if you guys heard the same thing I heard last night with the Houston bullpen and tomorrow's starter. They haven't pitched in like 3 weeks. Do you feel that's not good or good? Or
well, I mean, Asuna Matata, he didn't pitch since October 6th, right? I think Asuna didn't pitch since the 6th.
Asuna didn't pitch till last week of September.
He looked like dog crap last night.
So do you think Cora's been handling the pitches much better than this guy has?
I think Cora's been proactive, right? That's one thing you'd say about all these series. He's ahead of the game. He's made decisions an inning or so quicker than the other. And like last night, you know, he went with Evaldi as opposed to, Keuchel got, 6 or 7 out in a row and they took him out? Like, he was grooving?
Yeah.
He took him out. Brought in that Joe Smith character.
What do you guys think of that?
I think the longer the layoff, the worse you can be.
Yeah. How do you think?
That's what I think.
Is that Jimmy Stewart calling for the other room?
I wrap this up in Houston.
I'd wrap it up there.
Don't get cocky now.
They need a...
That'd be wonderful.
How so, Jim?
How, Jim?
Okay, Blair and Maine, how so?
Jim.
If they wrap it up in Houston?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course,
great.
Sweet. Fabulous.
Yeah, Blair.
But I think you're getting
out of
here.
I'm just tired as a fan watching games. Like, Oh, give that a little break.
Oh, Jim. Poor Jim. Poor baby.
Poor Jim.
I just want to remind everybody this, if you're getting ahead of yourself. Last year, the Astros came back and won a game 6-7 against the Yankees.
Yeah. Yankees had that sucker. We're sitting here, we're going, wow, Yankees are going to.
And that was after Houston had won the first two games.
In Houston.
Yes. Yes. True. Mm. They won the first two games at home. Mm. They lost all three in New York. And that was, you know, a lot of people were saying, how are they going to do it? They're going to have to win two straight now after losing three straight. And they did. They went back home. They won.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't want this coming down to game seven with Bregman on the other team. I do not want that happening.
They've already won on the road in this series.
What's the matter, Jim?
Houston's already won a game here.
Do you fear Bregman now?
In a game seven, yes. Just because he's a jackass doesn't mean I fear him as a baseball player.
I like Jim's hatred of Bregman.
He's annoying.
Keeps me interested.
He is annoying.
But here's what the Red Sox know and will never admit. They split these next two in Houston. They're going to the World Series.
Oh, I don't even know. I don't even know that I would feel confident saying that.
Two games at home. Don't win one of those.
That's what I'm saying.
All you can do is win one and you're going to World Series.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. Split these next two in Houston. You're going to the dance.
Take Price and six, Evaldi and seven.
I like Evaldi and seven. I'll tell you, I'll roll with that, dude.
I don't mind with Price.
He's your MVP right now.
I don't mind with Price.
A lot can happen.
Evaldi's your MVP of the playoffs right now.
A lot can happen.
Yeah, of course.
Steve is in the car. Steve.
Win tonight or win tomorrow.
What's going on there, Steve?
How's it going?
Hey.
Hey, what's with the sound effects? I can't hear anything. All right.
Yeah, it's your end, bro.
It's your phone, not ours.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so the Celtics' toughness, we've got five tough guys off the bench. What does it matter if they start? We've got the toughest bench in the league.
Yeah.
Anybody disagree? I mean, you got Rozier, Smart.
It's a hell of a bench.
Morris, Tice. These guys are going to come in and bounce
Tice.
Around.
Yep, yep.
It's a hell of a bench. It's a hell of a bench that all speaks to the same thing that we said even at the end of last year when without Hayward and without Irving, they went to the very brink of the Eastern Conference Finals. Here's your Eastern Conference Final championship team. That is just reinforced. Mm. That's I don't know anybody's expectation has changed or whether you're thinking about anything else. That's anything less would be a disappointment for this team. What happens after that? Is that bench going to save you against Golden State?
I think all of Charles Barkley is saying is mix it up a little bit.
Yeah.
That's what he's saying.
Bench is fantastic. And you know what? It could mean the difference in a seven-game series against a superior starting
five. It could make a difference against good teams when they're playing well.
Yeah.
I think what the fans aren't getting on the Barkley thing is he's not criticizing the players. He's criticizing how they're shuffled around.
Yeah, I think he's criticizing
the coach.
Why
don't you can't have a superstar on the bench like a Jaylen Brown. He called him a star off the bench. He's not minimizing Jaylen Brown. He's just saying it'd be used better if he's used with the bench guys.
Yeah, his criticism was too much talent. That's not a criticism by saying you have too much talent.
Too much.
Yeah. I think he's criticizing how they're used.
Spread that talent out.
Don't you think this was a starting five, no matter what, though, from Stevens?
Sure.
He had to start with these five, and then if he doesn't like
now
it, he can
adjust.
Go with his
right.
guys.
I agree.
I think he probably feels that way based on his answer yesterday. I don't think it's brain surgery.
I would say, in a sense, the way the team is constructed and the way it's built and how they view themselves, I think they would take it as a slap if he started anybody else. I think this team thinks they're really, really good. They're pretty cocky.
Kevin's in Boston. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, folks. Great show. You know, I guess Charles Barkley must have gone to the restroom last night when Jaylen Brown was dunking over Embiid, because that doesn't seem to me to be not so tough. That was some tough stuff.
It was in his face, huh?
In his face.
Yep.
And
your face.
It wasn't technically a dunk, though, either. He tried to make a dunk. He didn't dunk it, but the ball still went.
You know what was a dunk in your face? The one Tatum had over LeBron in the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
That was an in your face. That was like slam a jamma.
For sure. It was tough.
Sure.
On Kyrie, if I'm Brad Stevens and I'm hearing all this stuff, I'm laughing. It's like we beat the team we're supposed to be in the Eastern Conference Championship without Gordon Hayward or Kyrie Irving really doing much. Once those guys are warm, forget about it. And I'll
get it.
Smart and Aaron Baines over Draymond any day in terms of toughness.
Yep. It's like Mickey Blue.
Wait, you would take who
it.
Over Draymond?
Aaron Baines and Marcus Smart. We got two. They've got Draymond. Okay, he's good, but we've got two.
The Green Teamers are out in full effect today.
Good luck. It's
great. I'm enjoying it.
Yep.
I'm enjoying the hell out of it.
A lot of wees today. In your face. He dunked on him. That's a physical play.
And Draymond's full-blown crazy.
Wow, that one physical play during the game. Yep.
Michael is in Newton. Hey, Michael.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Go ahead.
My take is that if they want to, if the Red Sox want to get back to Boston up three games, they need to win tonight because they're not beating Verlander.
I think it's a solid take. I don't have a lot of faith in them beating Verlander. Do you?
No.
Jim?
I thought Keuchel would have been better last
year. Sales himself? Yes, I do.
You okay? Hold on, Jim.
I just said if Sales himself, no, I have faith they can beat Verlander.
Okay, what's your confidence in that being the case?
Are they going to wear the white jerseys?
I don't know until the first pitch is thrown. Honestly, I have
come
no
on.
Idea.
He didn't look like himself, and then he went away into the hospital
have
for
a
day.
Jim.
Come on. You don't have full faith
on,
that he's going to look like himself.
I know I don't have full faith, but I'm not going to make a judgment until the first pitch is thrown.
All right, let me tell you this. Verlander's going to be himself. Do you have faith in the Red Sox lineup to hit Verlander?
I don't.
Based on the last time,
based on how they have not hit him, no.
I don't.
Yeah, probably not, no.
There you go, Jim.
All right. There
you go. Get to the sixth, get to the seventh, maybe get to their bullpen.
How about this?
They've been able to hit their bullpen.
Makes tonight's game more important.
Can I request something?
I'll buy that. I will buy that because of Verlander.
When you wrap it up at home in either game six or game seven, can you just please go back to the original whites so it just resonates with the rest of history when your championships and you win and you see Ortiz in the old white, you see Manny in the old white, Schilling in the old white. Just give me the old whites.
Uniform takes.
I've never seen anyone more concerned with uniform. I've never seen
Brian
an athlete.
Brian Anderson was pretty concerned
someone
with the Astros uniforms
the game.
Last night, Hardy.
How about all the colors and the history of the colors from last night?
The history and the pageantry.
Look at this man selling hot dogs as he has stripes. They're five stripes.
Hey, thinking of Verlander starting tomorrow, the Astros are probably just emptying out the pen tonight, right? Expecting seven or eight from Verlander tomorrow?
I thought he emptied it out last night. Like, Jesus. They talked about, well, he's probably only going to face one batter. I'm like, how many bullpen guys you have? Okay.
Hardy has headlines.
I do.
Today's takeaway is coming up at 1:50.
I got something on the other side of this, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good.
Yep.
Uniforms.
Better.
Sports Hub headlines.
Better than uniform talk? Stick around, Zolak and Bertrand listeners. It's coming up after this here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Celtics got the win last night over the 76ers. 105-87, your final here. We listened to Brad Stevens talking about Gordon Hayward, who returned to the team last night.
You know, I thought that they, again, knocked us out of our rhythm a little bit with their really good schemes. So I don't know that I would characterize it as rhythm necessarily, but I feel comfortable doing that. He feels comfortable doing that. He'll do whatever he needs to do to get back to playing consistently and playing well, and more importantly, whatever's best for us.
Hayward was out there for 25 minutes, 10 points last night, 5 rebounds, no assists. Next up for the Celtics, take on the Raptors in Toronto. The Raptors in Toronto on Friday night. As far as the Red Sox, they play game 4 tonight. They're up 2-1 in the best of 7 against the Astros after 2 win last night. It'll be Rick Porcello to the mound opposite Charlie Morton, first pitch at 8:39. Bruins are in Calgary to play the Flames. Judd Zrot and Bob Beers have the call on the Bruins Radio Network, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda Pilot.
I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, 138. Stream us at 98.5thesportsup.com and make sure you download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
Tap that app
to take us wherever you go. Available on both your Android and Apple devices. It's the 98.5 The Sports Hub app, where you can always stream us live and listen to any of our podcasts, including the podcast of this very show.
If you miss an hour,
post
say
it every
working.
Day.
Yep, say you're working, say you miss an hour. We post that right back up. Hour one, hour two, hour three, and hour four, which
all right.
We're almost done with.
You've got something to say.
Yeah.
And your something is what?
I'm big Twitter guys. You know, I tweet a lot. I follow people on Twitter, and usually it's like some theme of the day that Twitter posts it. You know what today is?
What?
National Pasta Day. What's your favorite pasta, Hardy? Go. You like a little fusilli?
I like fusilli, Jerry.
Cannelloni? Like, you have a favorite pasta? Like, you know,
your go-to pasta.
I cannot stand.
I typically will order penne, but I do love fettuccine.
Fettuccine's perfect for especially the thinner sauces.
Yes.
Like I did a chicken piccata when my kid came home.
Yes.
And you know what I enjoy?
Or like a little like
I hate angel hair.
Pesto
angel
type of sauce.
Angel hair is useless.
It is. It's like baby pasta. Like
with the right sauce, maybe. I enjoy a rigatoni with a meat sauce.
Ravioli is a pasta.
Ravioli is a pasta.
See, I feel
correct.
Like ravioli should be in a different category.
Can I ask you a question?
That to me
though?
Is more than just a pasta.
This is your segment. You
yes.
said, I'm taking control of the ship here.
Yeah.
And you requested that song specifically about a pizza pie for National Pasta.
But it's an Italian song. It's an Italiano song. Like, we should have Sosian for this. And we had this argument all the time on a plane, too. Like, we get the pasta, and I'm like, oh, this sauce is great. Because it's not sauce, it's gravy.
That can go
I'm
either
like,
way.
No, gravy, you put a meatloaf and mashed potatoes. From Pittsburgh. I eat a lot of gravy. That ain't gravy. That's sauce. You cook it all day, you know, on the big apata, on the stove. It's that's sauce. I like Goodfellas. You know, most of my cooking comes from the movie Goodfellas. Like, I'll shave down the garlic.
With a razor blade? So it melts in the pan?
You liquefy it in butter or oil in a pan, and you just pour it over mashed potatoes. Like, not even for pasta. I'm talking for mashed potatoes. And you just mix that in. Oh, my God. It's like Capital Grill stuff. But you put the three meats in. You got the pork, you got the beef. Right, Artie? What's the three meats they put in? Pork, beef.
Oh, the pork. You got to have the pork. That's
the
flavor.
The veal. Hey, you cook a good steak.
So, Zoe gets all his cooking from Black Mass, you know, with the teriyaki and the...
Have you tried it yet? No, it's not teriyaki. It's a little
soy. Oh, a little soy.
And garlic.
Garlic and soy.
You said it was a family secret.
Yeah.
Now I gotta kill you.
Yeah, he gets from Black Mass and Goodfellas. That's where he gets all.
Have
his
you tried?
Tips.
Have you tried slicing the garlic with a razor blade?
I have.
Does it work?
It does. And
does
I've
it
actually,
liquefying the pan with just a little oil.
It's very difficult because you almost cut the tip of your finger off. Like, I've tried it with my most sharp knife. You can't get it as thin as they get it there.
Right.
But next time you watch Goodfellas, look at the guy's nail slicing. It's the most perfect nail.
Oh, it's a very good system.
Yeah.
If you're going out for pasta tonight,
yeah.
Where do you go? You just want? Do you want quantity or quality?
You could
get yourself a never-ending pasta bowl.
My favorite one is just it's the thick noodle farfel, and you put it with a bolognese, and you just twist it, and just serve it on your plate like that. You know, the perfect bolognese, a little carrot.
That's a little foo-foo for me when they twist it on the plate.
Yeah, they take the twister and they.
You ever make your own pasta?
I do.
No.
You mean at home and you roll it.
That's
you've,
a lot of work.
You've had fresh pasta. Someone else has prepared
yes,
it
yes.
for you.
There's
no comparison. It's so much better.
I go to Outwell's Ave, and there's this place, the Ravioli Brothers, I buy it from. And, Jim, you know what I'm talking about, down at Ravioli Brothers. The bread, you go down there at Christmas time or the holidays. Oh, my God. National Pasta Day.
Yep.
What am I doing?
Hey, Hardy, now that you're in Canton, Alfredo Aiello has a store down there.
Oh.
Check it out.
Like, today's the day you go home and watch that Prince Spaghetti commercial. Hey, Anthony!
That's
National the Pasta Day.
You need any pasta, you go see them.
I can't do a big pasta dinner with an 8:39 first pitch. I can't do
no,
it.
No, that's
we'll do it some other day this week.
Sits right there.
But it's National Pasta Day.
It's okay. You can
National
do it
tomorrow. National the Pasta Day.
And say you're a day late.
You got to wait till the next really, really cold day. I think we're getting some snow flurries Saturday. I'll be in Chicago eating steak. But you guys should make pasta on a nice cold Saturday.
I might. Sounds appetizing.
Make some meatballs, put the three meats. You got to put the veal and, the pork.
Dave in Maine. We got a caller from Maine who wants to talk pasta.
Oh, this is excellent.
What you do to us.
Hi, Dave.
Yeah. How are you guys? So I'm 100% Irish, but I'm married into an Italian family.
Yeah.
And I almost got the lifetime ban first time I went over there for dinner because it's not sauce. It is gravy. And it's not pasta. It's macaroni.
Well, now that's really Goodfellas at the end where I got ketchup and macaroni I'm eating, you know, when Henry Hill gets put in witness protection.
No, he said egg noodles.
No, I think
the line is egg
noodles and ketchup.
Yeah, egg noodles and ketchup.
Egg noodles
are good.
Wait,
you never seen the movie?
Egg noodles are pretty good. You get those yoke.
The one Max is in the car. Max.
Hey,
Max.
So I'm a chef, and I just heard Zoe say farfel. That's not a pasta, man. Are you talking about farfalle, man?
Yeah, farfalle.
You know what he meant.
I pronounce it wrong.
Come on, now you're nitpicking. You're being a jerk.
But you know what I'm talking about.
You knew what he meant. You got a bad phone. Right. That's why I really hung up on you. Like, close your window and call us back, Chef.
Yes, Chef.
God. Oh, man. Ken is in Lowell. He wants to talk about tonight's Red Sox game. Ken?
Yeah, I got the scotch, I got the prosciutto, and I got the wine. Okay, now we can eat.
What's the second item?
I love you.
Prosciutto, prosciutto, whatever
prosciutto.
It's called.
I got the prosciutto.
Yeah, prosciutto, right, whatever it's called.
Not prosecco, right.
Yeah, all right. I always get that mixed up.
But, prosciutto? You get that one mixed up?
Hey, I can't pronounce it. I mean, it's like Nunez or something like that. They got the squiggly line over the letter N or something. We don't have that in English alphabet. I
agree, Ken. I'm with you. I'm English.
We got the Prosecco, right. Now we can eat.
America.
No, it's the wine, then we can eat.
Yeah.
Well, but anyway, guys, I didn't hear the beginning part of your thing, but what's the status on Chris Sale? And another thing, why do they call it intestinal virus and not diarrhea?
It sounds nicer.
He was vomiting.
Ken and Lowell, you are a national treasure.
Sure is.
You really are.
The fall to the facts of the case was Chris Sale, after his start, was vomiting.
The status on Chris Sale is unknown. He's unknown right now.
He's good. He's been so good, he's good. You know,
he's pitched two gems. Don't worry. Nothing to see here.
Arthur on the Cape has a different way of cutting the garlic. Arthur.
How do you cut it?
So.
What's up?
Stick it with a fork, all right?
Yeah.
And then you slice it against the mandolin.
Okay.
Then you won't get cut.
See, I have the slap chop at home. You know that round thing you put over and you just...
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Just three little things like that, and it just pulverizes the garlic to little, fine little specks.
Well, this was on...
I like it thin.
This was on Ming Tsai, and they had both the chefs were doing it.
Okay. So you're watching Iron Chef then, right?
No, Ming Tsai. He's in Wellesley.
Oh, yeah. He's got Blue Ginger in Wellesley. Great restaurant.
Yeah, Blue Ginger, right.
Okay.
But he's got the way... That's the way they were cutting it, so they wouldn't cut their fingers.
I got you. So you put the fork on top of the garlic clove, and you slice between.
Yeah, you fork the clove. Fork. You know, you skin it first.
Oh, of course.
Fork
the
clove, and then just like slide it against the mandolin.
Do you know how you quickly skin it? You get that big meat cleaver. You put it sideways on it. It down comes right out of the shell. Not that it's in a shell, but it's skin.
In the skin.
Yeah. It's quick. I could chop up garlic quicker than anybody. You put those in the
anybody.
Boom, done. You don't need that little jar. Get that jar of garlic. It sits in your fridge for like 2 months.
Ooh. It loses its potency, doesn't it?
Unless you stick your finger in it, you can't ever get the smell off your finger. Awful. Yeah, dude, today's thick noise.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Take away your excess weight for life, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Whew, did a lot today. Got through a lot today. A lot of Red Sox talk, a lot of Celtic talk.
Quick update on the situation that is developing with the Astros and their cheating scandal. Two people familiar with the situation say the Astros attempted to get a second person next to Cleveland's dugout during Game 3 of the AL Division Series after another man was removed earlier by security for taking pictures with his cell phone. So they had a second guy. They were sending them in waves.
Yeah, we used to have a saying. We used to have a saying in college. You know, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. When in doubt, look about.
Yeah, the second individual was turned away by the security in Cleveland.
Oh, so they got on to it.
Yeah.
Bird.
So there you go. There you go.
What do we got today, Jimmy?
Let's get to a caller earlier today.
Jim, open your mic and talk. Just tell us everything.
I have no clue what our takeaways are.
A caller earlier today that went back and forth with Hardy.
Oh, God.
Oh, good.
That's right. Hey, Jim. Jim,
who's in Beverly. Hey, Jim.
Hardy, are you serious with your Haywood take? The guy's first game back. You're going to cut him a little slack? What are you, freaking mad?
Did he have a good game last night?
All he did was acknowledge that he wasn't good.
Game back after breaking
did he have a good game? Did he
on?
Have a good game last night?
Stop it, Hardy. You should be on the phone.
You can't even answer the question. In the minutes that he played, did he even look good in the few amount of minutes that he played?
I'll answer your question. No, is it
okay? There you go. That's all I said.
Yeah,
we agree.
You answer the question.
We agree.
Go back in the control room, Hardy. So
what are you talking about? Do you know what a control room? You don't even know what you're talking about.
Did you disrespect? Nobody puts Hardy in the control room.
Just cut the guy a little slack. That's all I'm saying.
You know what we'll do? We won't ever say anything bad about a Celtics player, and that way you'll be happy. Would that make you happy?
I told you, I'm not a Celtics hunk. I'm just
No, God, no.
Your take on the first game is ridiculous. Hey, I called on the job.
Yeah, you agree with my take. So how ridiculous are you?
When are you going back to Toronto?
Did Gordon Hayward play well last night? Do you think that he played well last night?
No, I don't.
Neither do I. Your take is ridiculous.
Cut him a little slack because it's his first game back after being out for a year.
Shut up, Jim. Jesus.
Why are you trying to be polarizing? Hardy, why are you trying to be polarizing?
You hear one thing and you want to call and you want to harp on that. Guy, hit us with your hot Machado take that no one's going
to
care about.
You're trying to with the hot take today. You're trying to be polarizing and stirring up the Celtic
fans. I can't wait to hear this. This is going to be fire. Go.
I'm successful already because I got you worked up.
I had your back.
Yes.
Nobody put you in the control room.
Thank you, Zoe.
When were you ever in the control room, though? Like, where would you even sit in there?
I don't know.
You got Tom, you got TJ, you got Jim. Put you in a corner over there by Jim.
How about this? When people play well, we'll talk about that. And if somebody doesn't play well, we just won't mention it.
Oh, the green teamers.
That'll make for great radio. Good radio. We won't mention when somebody doesn't perform.
Well, he wanted to call about Machado. We actually
cut him some slack, Beetle.
We talked to David Andrews about a little baseball today. Machado, sure, right?
Yep. Do you think it was a bad play at first base where he tried to hurt his Achilles?
I saw this morning.
You think it was dirty?
I don't know the ins and outs of baseball, to be honest with you, but I guess people were pretty upset about it, huh?
Where did you grow up?
Texas?
Georgia.
And you don't know the ins and outs of baseball?
I stopped playing baseball when I was 8 years old.
All right.
I know. I saw you in the interview the other day, and everybody's like, oh, you're rooting for the Red Sox.
Like the Braves like, I don't watch always good. Baseball. You ever watch the Braves growing up?
Yeah. Braves, are you kidding me?
So you should know. You should know that by watching that Machado play, that was a dirty play. He's just trying to kick a guy's heel.
I guess.
Yeah, we're not talking football. You can say something here. We're not asking you about the Patriots. Don't clam up on us. Those guys, they don't want to say anything at all.
That was good to know Stephon Gilmore. We'll never see him again.
A different sport.
Yeah.
Won't even talk to us about baseball. A Dodgers-Brewers game. Can't even get a take out of a Patriots player on that.
Yeah. Brace fan. Tom Glavine.
We got to get Gilmore back.
Yeah, we need Gilmore.
Gilmore's been suspended from us.
What? Oh, no.
They're on to us.
I got the text today. It's not because of our conversation with Gilmore last week. It's just normal rotation. Nothing to see here.
Right. Normal rotation.
Say that right next to you.
Man. I'm just happy they didn't give us Nate Solder this week from New York or Dion Lewis from Tennessee. No Patriots are available. We do have a couple of former Patriots who can talk to.
Oh, no.
Rob Ninkovich. Nick's been good.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Normal rotation. It wasn't because of anything that was said last week.
What about the Celtic honks out today, though? One negative Celtic call today.
They
got their hands full in the afternoon.
Green teamers are back.
They are out
full
force.
Effect. Yep. Also, Tom just quickly put something together related to that, related to Charles Barkley saying the Celtics are too talented.
Yep.
I gave a clean recording of too talented. When it comes to the Celtics,
no grit and balls anymore.
No grit and balls.
They don't want to admit it.
What did you put together, Tom? Too talented. Too talented.
Do not make any videos at the playoff time when playoffs come around about us. Don't do it. And we're invited to the Celtics facility. So
too talented.
Very nice of the
too talented. Too talented. It's got a little bit too much echo on that.
Sure does.
Let's tone that down a little bit. Turn it down a little bit.
Tom, cut him some slack.
Hardy does it when he comes back into the control room.
Yeah, cut him some slack. Guys just got back from vacay.
That's right. Tom just got back. It's his second day back. Got him some slack.
Took the bus to Michigan game. Yeah. Good to have back, T-Bone. Where are we at tomorrow? We're here.
We're back here. Nice. As far as I know.
Never know. I mean, just Felger Mazur down at the Hurricanes. We were in stadium. Murray's coming in. He should have his David Price raking invitation set to go. I need an appointment listening on that.
We should ask Maz real
quick. Time we're doing that, Felger.
Maz is Italian.
Raking David Price
gravy
raking.
Or sauce or
Murray,
gravy?
Right out of the gate?
Sauce.
Come on.
Thank you. Both sauce. Of Maz's
Thanks,
parents
Maz.
Born in Italy.
Maz's got right. The immigrants on the boat. Right.
Right. That's right. Sauce.
Stop.
Gravy.
Stop. Cocky immigrants.
Yeah, I got the scotch, I got the prosciutto, and I got the wine. Okay, now we can eat.